AircheckDownloads.com.
Go right down that M, Bill. Hey, Sean, Bill.
Okay. A BBC monitor is sent in to monitor all last shows. Friday, 21st of April, 1995. Hello, Richard. How are you? Good morning.
Fine, thank you.
Hello, Julie Durone. Hello, Peter Bowes.
Hello, good morning.
And hello, Ione Brown.
Hello there.
The Royal Festival Hall staging the big workshop, free dance classes by 18 top choreographers. Ooh. It's for people aged 3 to 103. It's the final day of the Scottish TUC. Among the issues up for debate, bosses' pay. Firms receiving this year's Queen's Awards for Export are announced later on today. Sir David Steele celebrates the 30th anniversary of his by-election victory. The NAS-UWT conference ends in Eastbourne today. The snooker championships continue in Sheffield. And the weekend ahead, it's the first round of the French elections. This is our last breakfast program, but we will be back on Radio 1 in the summer. And don't forget, Chris Evans, the new breakfast show, starts on Monday. Here's Richard Easter. Hello.
Good morning, good morning. Those lovely people at Vox Magazine are giving you a free book with this month's issue. It's called Excess All Areas, mm-hmm. A Who's Who of Rock Depravity. Everybody's in there. Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix,
on the back, well, sat on the toilet.
Well, there's Ozzy Osbourne on the back of it, sat on the toilet with some kind of amazing drink and a fag on the go. And I immediately went to Keith Moon, the kind of godfather of rock excess. And it says here, Mooney was also a believer in indestructible trousers. He and one-time Bonzo band stalwart, the late Viv Stanshall, devised a ploy to really hack off tailors. One of the duo would march into the luckless clothes shop and order the most hard-wearing pair of cords it had. You can see Moon doing this.
Yeah. Oh, that's the most hard-bearing pair of cords you have.
The others would arrive and test the trousers, tearing them, ripping at them, until each of them had just one leg in their hand. Now, when the tailor was reduced to tears, a one-legged man who was hired by Moon and Stanshall from a theatrical agency would hop merrily into the shop and shout, I've been looking for trousers like those all day. I'll take both of them, just wrap them up.
That's
and that's actually one of the, that's the only story out of this book I could read on air. The rest are just disgusting. All Areas with Vox Magazine this
that's
month.
Brilliant. All right, here's Julie Durone.
Good morning. I read with interest this morning that Take That have turned down the chance to become Hollywood film stars.
No.
Yes. They were asked to star in a multi-million dollar movie about gang life in Manchester, but the group's manager, Nigel Martin-Smith, says, we were asked to do a movie based on the Moss Side gangs, and it was quite an interesting idea, but in the end, we had to turn it down. So he's not saying they won't be Hollywood movie stars, is he?
I reckon they'll do a movie eventually, but just not this one.
The Take That story.
Sure. No, yes. They would be great in movies.
I think so, absolutely. Yeah.
Good lads.
Now, there's a survey out this morning. You wanted to come to me, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Hello, Peter.
Of what most Europeans expect to be happening by the year 2000.
Save it for later, because I like that. Can we save that one for later?
We can.
You sure?
I'm positive.
I don't upset you.
Yeah. He's
you
not sure? Upset.
Well, you have upset me.
See, I know.
On the last day.
Yes, there's tears.
I'll make it up to you later.
I'm Nicole, Steve. Anybody full of the joys of spring this morning, why do you love being alive? Also, anyone who's seen a UFO or knows a space alien.
Yeah, we want you to describe it, okay, and maybe you were carried off to another planet. We want all of that stuff. Give us the whole nine yards.
What happened? And also say hello to a cab driver or bus conductor this morning on 0171-637-4343.
Friday morning on 1B, right back in just a moment.
AircheckDownloads.com.